Mojuba Agbogboleo. I welcome you guys to this episode of Isheshe Talks, which is the first episode in 2023. We'll be talking about devotion. Because my perception of devotion is quite different from the general perception of people's devotion. Because I found that many Orishas, they believe that devotion into Orisha has more to do with them having to feed the Orisha, like killing a chicken and offering sacrifice to the Orisha. We can't call that devotion. It's the devotion that leads us to feeding the Orisha, which is the spiritual aspect. But the devotion aspect, being a devoted Orisha, our devotion is more of a physical thing. Because it is this physical aspect that uplifts our consciousness to the point that we are spiritually inclined enough to receive things from the spiritual. Because the spiritual itself operates with the physical. When the Orisha wants to do something good in your life, they will not drop it from on, or they will not come from on. They will do it through someone. Like, have you ever had anything in your life, anything good in your life that fall from the sky? No, it happened through someone. You got a promotion, it happened through someone. You got a job, it happened through someone. Like, somebody approved you to get that job. So now the Orisha work with the physical. And if you, as a devotee, if you are not spiritually inclined enough, you might not be able to receive these things. So that's why you see some people saying, they've been worshiping, they've been devoted, but things are not working. It's because that is how you, like, it's because you are not devoted enough. It's like the Orisha worship is not magic. And the fact that people feel like it's magic, it makes me feel bad, because it's a way of life. It's a way of life. The devotion itself is what we call the way of life. It's more of the physical. Take, for example, an Obatala devotee. Obatala has a lot of feature. One of Obatala's feature is, they say, you have to wear white clothes. You have to wear white clothes. But do we understand the meaning behind Obatala wearing white clothes? It talks about purity, like the purity. And when we talk about purity, like, purity is just the general form of qualifying that trait. Like, it's more about minding his business. Like, minding his business. It's more about being neutral and being accommodating. Like, these are the qualities of Obatala, and these qualities of Obatala are the things that the Obatala devotee should put into their devotion. It's more like, devotion is more of a doing thing. It has nothing to do with killing. Like, it's more like you as a person, like what you do in your day-to-day activities is more of like what we call devotion. Is different from the worship itself, like feeding and doing all this. Like, devotion is like your habits, like things you can change about your habits in line of the Orisha that you are affiliated to. Like, these are the things that uplift your consciousness and makes you spiritually inclined, because a certain time is coming when that Orisha wants to, like, send something to you. If you are not spiritually inclined enough, you would not be able to receive these things. And I'm still thinking of a very simple way, like a less complex way to break it down. Take, for example, Ijuba. We do Ijuba every morning. But Ijuba, when we look at it logically, Ijuba has nothing to do with the spiritual. But it makes you spiritually inclined for when you want to receive things spiritually. Because Ijuba is basically like we doing things in the physical, and it's an habit we do every morning. Like, you know, so it's like another type of devotion. So it has nothing to do with the spiritual, but it makes you ready for the spiritual. Because if you learn about Ijuba and understand Ijuba, you'd get what I'm trying to say. So if you don't understand what Ijuba is, you can do our course, Agbara Ijuba, is on Hotmart. You can check my page or contact us, would let you know. So this is the point. Ijuba is very, 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 very basic and simple devotion, but it makes you spiritually inclined. So this is also the same thing as I'm trying to say in aspect of our day-to-day activities as Orisha. Because I know some people would say, because they are Shango, they are carrying Shango, they need to be fighting. No, they don't need to fight. Shango during his time was a warrior. Warrior only fight when they need to go to war. They don't fight unnecessarily. They don't just go and meet people and say, "Ah, I'll fight you." No, there's no sense in that. There's no common sense in it. Shango fights when they are at war. You can't start fighting with people when you are not at war. So, like, you use your, that's part of Shango being a warrior when it is needed. They are part of Shango that, like, that you can use as a reasonable human being. So when we go into the story and lifestyle of Shango, we'll see different stories of Shango that says a lot of positive things about Shango and how Shango was a reasonable person and not somebody that is saying he must not be questioned. No, that is just a one-sided way of one-sided approach to the worship of Shango, because Shango existed like we too, and they had their flaws. So now, if you are capitalizing on the flaw of Shango and saying that is who you are on the wrong, like you're on the wrong truth. You are going towards disaster. Like disaster is your destination because you are picking the flaws of Shango and you are saying that is what you must do. And you are doing it all the time. You are walking towards disaster. Serious one. I'm telling you. Disaster giddy. Serious giddy means like a serious disaster. So now, because all these Orisha, they have their positive and negative. The Obatala I'm talking about now, that I'm talking about purity. When we look to the history of the Adaosha was something Obatala usually used to fight. Like there are some certain stories he used it to fight the Iyami. Benny, that's Adaosha. But now, it still doesn't mean that an Obatala devotee should take cutlass and start chasing people. And start chasing people that, yeah, Obatala used Adaosha to fight the Yami. So I would take cutlass and start chasing people. It's not a reasonable thought because you are picking his flaws. Those were their flaws. They are human beings like us. They existed as human as us. They were just extraordinary, but they were still humans. So they had their shortcomings, which they themselves were not even happy about. You see? So we, as their devotee, we must like follow their stories and analyze it and pick the path that would put us on the right track. This is what devotion is. Devotion is more of your day-to-day activities and, you know, like your day-to-day activities. It's more about your day-to-day activities. It's not really about the worship, feeding or shower. That is not devotion. Devotion is more about you. Like, I'm devoted to this Orisha. Like, the things you understand about that Orisha, and you can, you know, adapt into your day-to-day activities to uplift your consciousness, which would make you spiritually inclined. So, if there's anything you guys don't understand, like, just please communicate with me in the comment section. Because I would continue this conversation of devotion with other initiates. Like when I get to start traveling around now, I would engage two or three people in this conversation. Like we talk about it, you know, like we share, we rub minds and exchange opinions. Because everything I said is just my own opinion. So like, and everybody has a right to their own opinion. So I am just here. I'm just giving the informations. Whatever you want to do with it is your choice. So I would continue this conversation with people as I travel, as I leave my studio and travel. I'd engage people in this conversation. I would upload it on the platform. Don't forget to comment if there's some things you don't understand. I'll see you guys on the next one. Iriu.